Following the 2016 presidential election, President-elect Donald Trump took a call from Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen and questioned whether the United States should continue following the policy laid out in 1979, recognizing the communist-led People's Republic of China as the sole government of China, or One China. This week, when Tsai was traveling to Central America, she had a brief stopover in Houston, Texas. There, she met with Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. John Minnick, senior East Asia analyst with intelligence firm Stratfor, says on Skype that the significance isn't in the meeting itself, but
there is a significance that lays in the broader context of the visit. And it takes place against a backdrop of real flux in cross-strait relations and U.S.-Taiwan relations. I mean, this is a moment of incredible uncertainty as to what's going to happen.
Minnick says that Tsai is essentially caught in the middle as the United States and China are rethinking their relationships. However, speaking via Skype, Harry Kazianis, the director of defense studies at the Center for the National Interest, called the meeting
extremely significant because they're trying to reach out beyond the Trump camp and to reach out to other mainstream Republicans to try and build these connections and to build these linkages.
And while in the here and now, attention is focused on the Tsai-Cruz-Abbott meeting in Texas, Minnick points out that last year, Tsai met Senator Marco Rubio in Florida, so this type of meeting isn't the first of its kind. Kazianis also emphasized its low-key nature and how Taiwan doesn't necessarily want to upset the status quo. But as Minnick points out,
on the most fundamental level, Taiwan's sovereignty is an issue of other countries. And with that in mind, Taiwan's in a very precarious situation right now because China has been very adamant, very steadfast in working to further isolate Taiwan diplomatically.
So why take a meeting with Tsai? Harry Kazianis.
I think Senator Cruz is very clear that he's very interested in Asia policy. He's very interested also in trying to build ties with Taiwan for his state.
Noting that there's a significant trade relationship between the U.S. and Taiwan.
So we're talking about billions and billions of dollars of bilateral trade. And I think that's very important for the individual states to try and work with Taiwan. And for Taiwan, it's very important. It's difficult for them to increase the bilateral relationship as much as they want with the United States. But the individual states can do that very reasonably and very effectively.
China has established the adherence of the One China policy as the basis for continued relations with Beijing. And because it has a robust military and is the second largest world economy with global ties, Kazianis suggests
no country is going to change the One China policy. However, there's a lot of room for maneuver just below that threshold.
If a country does decide to break with that, Minnick says China would respond
through diplomatic isolation, military intimidation of Taiwan to compel Taiwan to back off, but also do what it can through economic coercion to affect that country.
For Asia Weekly, I'm Steve Miller.